Disc 3.
How do you slow this thing down?
Chapter 7. An associate of mine once wrote a novel called Corridors of Power, which told the story of various people discussing how the world has become a corrupt and dangerous place, and whether or not there are enough people with the integrity and decency necessary to keep the entire planet from descending into despair. I have not read this novel in several years because I participate in enough discussions on how the world has become a corrupt and dangerous place, and whether or not there are enough people with the integrity and decency necessary to keep the entire planet from descending into despair, without reading about it in my leisure time. But nevertheless, the phrase corridors of power has come to mean the hushed and often secret places where important matters are discussed. Whether or not they are actual corridors, the corridors of power tend to feel quiet and mysterious. If you have ever walked inside an important building, such as the main branch of a library, or the office of a dentist who has agreed to disguise your teeth, then you may have experienced this feeling that accompanies the corridors of power, and Violet and Klaus Baudelaire experienced it as they reached the end of the vertical flame diversion, and followed the mysterious sweated scout as he climbed out of the secret passageway. Even through their masks, the two siblings could sense that they were in an important place, even though it was nothing more than a dim, curved hallway with a small grate on the ceiling where the morning light was shining through. "That's where the smoke escapes from the snow scout's fire," whispered the mysterious scout, pointing up at the ceiling. "That leads to the very center of the Valley of Four Drafts, so the smoke is scattered to the four winds. VFD doesn't want anyone to see the smoke." "Where there's smoke," Violet said, "there's fire." "Exactly," the scout said. "Anyone who saw smoke coming from this high up in the mountains might become suspicious and investigate. In fact, I found a device that works exactly according to this principle." He reached into his backpack and drew out a small rectangular box filled with small green tubes, exactly like the one that Sonny had seen the man with a beard but no hair give to Esme Squalor.
"No, thank you," Violet said. "I don't smoke."
"I don't either," the scout said. "But these aren't cigarettes. These are verdant, flammable devices. Verdant means green, so when you light one, it gives out a dark green smoke, so another volunteer will know where you are." Klaus took the box from the scout and squinted at it in the dim light.
"I've seen a box like this before," he said, "in my father's desk, when I was looking for a letter opener. I remember thinking it was strange to find them because he didn't smoke."
"He must have been hiding them," Violet said.
"Why was he keeping them a secret?"
"The entire organization is a secret," the scout said. "It was very difficult for me to learn the secret location of the headquarters."
"It was difficult for us, too," Klaus said. "We found it in a coded map."
"I had to draw my own map," the scout said, and reached into a pocket in his sweater. He turned on the flashlight, and the two Baudelaires could see he was holding a notebook with a dark purple cover.
"What's that?"
Violet asked.
"It's a commonplace book," the scout said. "Whenever I find something that seems important or interesting, I write it down. That way, all my important information is in one place."
"I should start one," Klaus said. "My pockets are bulging with scraps of paper."
"From information I read in Dr. Montgomery's book, and a few others," the scout said, "I managed to draw a map of where to go from here."
He opened the purple notebook and flipped a few pages until he reached a small but elegant rendering of the cave, the vertical flame diversion, and the hallway in which they were standing now.
"As you can see," he said, running his finger along the hallway, "the passageway branches off in two directions."
"This is a very well-drawn map," Violet said.
"Thank you," the scout replied. "I've been interested in cartography for quite some time. See, if we go to the left, there's a small area used for sled and snowsuit storage, at least according to a newspaper article I found. But if we go right, we'll arrive at the vernacularly fastened door, which should open onto the headquarters kitchen. We might walk in on the entire organization having breakfast.